latest stunning news. The President of the United States now confirming to the world that he and the First Lady of the United States have both tested positive for the coronavirus, and they will quarantine. The president tweeting out just moments ago here in the United States, 12:54 a.m., said, "Tonight, FLOTUS and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." Again, the president of the United States confirming via Twitter that he is now tested positive for COVID-19, and the First Lady as well.
Late breaking news. Cut the music. As you already know, as you are well aware, President of the United States has COVID-19. Now, the reason I wanted to make this late breaking, off the cuff, unprepped episode for you is because this is very important. This is very important because I've long been campaigning that there are occult influences in our world. This could possibly be one of them. We're not going to talk about how Trump downplayed the virus this whole time, or he called it a liberal hoax, or that he made fun of Joe Biden for wearing masks. All that karmic bad juju he was stacking up from all of this. I'm not gonna talk about that. Cause I don't get into political arguments, folks. Politics is sort of like religion in the sense that you create your own reality, you believe what you want to believe, and that's fine, okay? What we're going to talk about is what this means. Because I think it's fun. I think it's fun to theorize. And I don't know if any of this stuff's going to be true. Maybe it's nothing. But the timing of this is so suspect to me. It is massively suspect. Because as you do know, I mean, we've seen it on the news. President's been walking around all over the place, everywhere, without a mask. Which, like you heard on my great mask debate show, I don't know if that works either. Like, no one seems to know. We apparently never really studied it. There's enough, even on the CDC's website, they say the influenza, which I don't know how that differs from COVID, but they say that the masks don't do anything for influenza. So who knows, right? No one knows. But what I was saying is the theories about why this happened when it happened. One, okay, first off, let's acknowledge that this is right in the crossfire before the election. November 3rd, I think. Almost 4 weeks to the day, right? Almost. Which means a lot of stuff, right? Like they apparently were gonna have more debates, but the first debate was such a train wreck that it's argued that maybe this is all a ruse to prevent another debate. And you could take whichever political side you want there. You could say, oh, well, yeah, it's because Biden handed his ass to him and his handlers don't want him to go up there again. Fine. You could say that. Or you could say it the other way around, you know. Or you could say, because some people were saying, it depends on what news you watch as to what you think the debate looked like, okay? Like, that's one argument, is that this is simply to prevent any more debates. And hopefully just, I'm with the people that say Joe Rogan should just interview each candidate, separate them. Let's just hear the issues. That's it. We didn't hear one thing about the issues, because as far as I saw, I think Biden's proposing to legalize marijuana, decriminalize it, which I wholeheartedly support. The war on drugs is bullshit. You want to talk about conspiracies? But that didn't come up once, not even once. Can you believe that? A matter that I would argue the majority of Americans are in support of. Anyway, that's theory one. Theory two is this is part of the big QAnon stuff, which you've surely listened to episode 1, 2, and maybe you signed up for Patreon and you listened to episode 3, the Patreon exclusive talk about traditionalism and Steve Bannon and all that. And maybe this is the QAnon plan all along. And this starts the 10 days of darkness, which according to Q, which I think I talked about this in episode 3, and this was supposed to happen back in January, the full media blackout for 10 days. And they can, and now the Q army can go around arresting Clinton and Podesta and all the, you know, liberal deep state types, rounding them up during the 10 days of darkness. Well, it didn't happen in January. Then in March, they're like, oh, it's going to happen in April. And then, you know, COVID really shut things down. And then it was like, oh, well, damn, maybe they are. Maybe they're really going to do this. And then it didn't happen. Maybe this is it. And what time, and here's support for that argument. Wouldn't it, because if you recall in 2016, there was bombshell after bombshell right before the election. I mean, it was like leaked emails and investigations into email servers. I mean, it was just like every day something new. Hillary's collapsing, which, as you heard in episode 2 of the QAnon podcast series, that Hillary Clinton collapsing was potentially done by chaos magicians around the world, willing it into manifestation. So that's the other option. Then you got option 3, which is what I'm here to talk to you about, my friends. Do you recall, and I don't think I did a podcast on this, because in 2017 I was in this odd state of limbo where YouTube banned me, and I didn't put all my eggs in the podcast basket yet. I was still blogging and YouTubing, and then YouTube banned me. And that's when I was like, okay, I guess we're down to writing books and podcasting. Because Google shadow banned the website and crushed all the traffic to it. Back in February 24th, 2017, I published an article called "The Witchcraft Binding Spell of Donald Trump, Lana Del Rey, Azalea Banks, and Aleister Crowley." And we're going to go through that article today. Because there are some ideas that maybe this thing happened. And here's the talking points up front here. Trump announces he is positive for COVID-19 on October 1st, which is a full moon. The harvest moon, the first of two full moons in October. Because guess when that second full moon happens? It happens on Samhain, Halloween, which I did a special, a Halloween special like a year or two ago, and I'm going to republish that on the feeds for you. Maybe I'll add a little fun, spicy intro for you. But this is a twofer. This month's a twofer. You're going to get that second full moon on Halloween. On Samhain, the first one, the harvest moon, popped off October 1st. The same day, well, I mean, I guess in theory, it was like 1 a.m. on October 2nd. But you know what I'm saying. And then on top of that, we just found out recently, thanks to some people on Instagram, that MAGA means magician in Spanish. So there's lots of weird things going on. And then, you know, then add in all my hours of talking about Pepe the Frog and Keck and the gods of chaos and the magic and all that stuff that got arguably President Trump into office. So let's look at this binding spell, because this is option 3. Option 3 was these witches around the world have been casting spells and hexes against President Trump. This is from Lana Del Rey, who I love Lana Del Rey, by the way. You know, it's funny, I'm always drawn to these people, these artists, these celebrities that turn out to be so illuminated confirmed. Why is that? The heart wants what the heart wants sometimes. So she posted on, what is this, Twitter? She says, at the stroke of midnight, February 24th, March 26th, April 24th, May 23rd, heart, Ingredients can be found online. And what she's referring to are a sequence of nights on which there were crescent moon rituals. Because this is important, the astrology of the planetary movements, as it were, into ritual or ceremonial magic, because, as you know, the Hermetic axiom is as above, so below. What that means is the outer cosmos, the universe, is connected to the material plane down here on Earth. So when the magician does stuff here on Earth, they cast energies out into the universe, and the universe rearranges itself according to the will of the magician, which is total left-hand path talk. Left-hand path meaning the initiate seeks, through their own training and occult practices, to sort of become God. And they manifest their own desires versus, I guess the opposite would be the right-hand path, which is, you know, your Abrahamic religions, and it's, you know, folks going to church and doing what they're told so that in the end they can go to heaven and be with God. Well, the left-hand pathers, they're like, nah, I'm going to do this on my own, thank you very much, and I'm going to become God, and I will rearrange the universe and the cosmos. So, like, they gotta know where the planets fit into this stuff. And don't ask me about astrology, that's not a strength of mine. I've, in fact, got a couple people lined up I want to talk to about that stuff, and maybe 2021, we'll see. See if we can make it that far. Because, and Lana Del Rey, just prior to that video, or that tweet about putting a witch hex on Trump, she had released a video called Love. And I, you know, like I said, this was the golden blogging years for me. And on that video, we saw all this stuff, like 2001 Space Odyssey with the eclipses and the planetary alignments and even Saturn and the all-seeing eye and the symbolism of the fallen angel and, you know, all the things, right? The black sun symbolizing the alchemical Negredo, the great awakening of man. Now, Azealia Banks, she is a female rapper, but she's also a witch. But she's also a Trump supporter, ironically. And she was at the time tweeting, telling all these witches they're just going to make Trump stronger with a rolling the eye and hashtag white girl magic. And prior to that, in case you thought she was just being sensational, she released it was on Instagram, some image of her witchcraft room, which had it was like a bloody closet, and it said, real witches do real things. Oh, dear. And it was like chicken feathers and stuff. Very upsetting. So it seems there was a plan to get the masses involved in this, which is sometimes what you see. Look at Genesis P. Eldridge and Psychic TV and all the projects they were working with, the Temple of Psychic Youth, and they had sort of chaos sigil magic stations set up around the world, and they would all focus and harness their energies and spells at the same moment, with the idea that it strengthens with numbers. But that's basically what the binding spell was all about. So it could be argued, way back in 2016, when they started messing around with the chaos magic on the 4chans through the Pepe the Frog and Kek, the Egyptian god of chaos. Because the chaos thing, as you already know, you've heard me long enough, plays into this whole thing. Because I've been arguing that they want order out of the chaos. And they're presenting us the free-willed option of order out of chaos. Because there's all this talk, and you heard this in debates, of order. One candidate's more for law and order than the other, and arguing about who's more about the order. Because they're presenting this idea that, oh my god, everything's in chaos, and everyone's protesting and burning every building down on the planet, and the cops can't be trusted, and, you know, the protesters can't be trusted, and BLM is an occult group trying to push Marxist communism. you know, it's like, and the CDC lies and they don't know the truth. And it's like, and I'm not saying I'm pro or anti any of those statements, but there's evidence to support pro or anti against all those things. So it leaves the masses sitting here wondering, what is happening to our world? This is crazy. I just want my life back. I'm sitting here quarantined. I got a mask on my face. I'm by myself in my car. My dogs are loving it. Dogs are having their best year ever. I think the dogs created COVID, honestly. Who else would do it? You always got to follow the money. Like, who would have the motive to create such a disease? It's the dogs. It's the dogs. The dogs, spelled backwards, is God. And this is God's will. And I joke, of course. It's not the dog's fault. Don't take it out on them, though. They just wanted to love you. That's all they want in life. Well, let's look at the will. Whose will is it? And if you go to, since we're staying on this theme, right? About this binding curse and the witchcraft curse. If you go to, there was an article on Medium I linked to on the blog. I'll try to put the link in the show notes. It says, even if you aren't magi, that's the plural for magicians, or if you're Spanish for the, I guess magas would be the female magician plural. Anyway, if you aren't magi, we need you tonight anyways. No mages, muggles, and plain people of all types can help. Regardless of faith or background, Christians pray for our success as the clock strikes 12. Atheists at midnight think about us and out loud wish us luck. We aren't just doing this for ourselves, we're doing it for you, too. If you can't fight along with us, then please have our backs. The beacons are lit and we are calling for your aid. So they're not even asking you to do the rituals, but to focus your energy into these things. And it's almost like, if you recall, I floated the idea on the blog post that this was a staged event to demonstrate the powers of magic, because the powers of magic got the Chaos Candidate in the office through Pepe the Frog, and now we're supposed to have this sort of magician's battle with all the masses getting sucked into it. And it all makes sense, because that's what Aleister Crowley said the New Age was going to be, the Aeon of Horus. The time of magical and religious expression. And they're trying to get the masses involved with the occult, much like your boy Harry Potter did. Took a whole generation of people, got them intrigued into magic and the occult. And oh, by the way, they're still doing, if you look up the hashtag Bind Trump, you can see that they've got another binding happening on October 14th at midnight, right before midnight. And the first ritual they had back in 2017 there, I'm going to read you from the ritual. It says, hear me, O spirits of water, earth, fire, and air, heavenly host, demons of the infernal realms, and spirits of the ancestors. They're calling upon the demons, right? And I don't want to sound like some Bible-thumping TV pastor here, but like, I don't advocate for leveraging demons for anything. Could have some disastrous results. Could have 200,000 people die. I mean, this is getting controversial here, folks. This show is getting very controversial. And that is not by design. You know, I like to focus on the positive things. In fact, I put a poll on my Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes. And by the time you hear this, it might be over. It's only a day long. That's why you have to like and subscribe. That's why you have to like and subscribe on all my socials. And I'll be honest with you, the only ones I really pay attention to are Twitter and Instagram. So like on Twitter, I did a fun little poll. Like, what do you think this whole President Trump has COVID thing is about? You got a few options on there. So go vote. I'll talk about it in the future, maybe, probably. And on Instagram, I do fun little Instagram lives sometimes. I did one yesterday or the day before. Spreading my messages of positivity. I've been really into, you know, I'm going down that occult New Age path myself, talking about quantum entanglement and heart coherence. you know, some of this stuff resonates. Some of this stuff makes sense. And I do believe that I don't think these occultists are making it up. I think there's powers in these things they do. I think prayer, meditation. I think there's like the left-hand path and the right-hand path. And I'm just trying to let people know to get the awareness of which path they're going down. But yeah, one of those options is, hey, maybe this is the 10 days of darkness that QAnon said was going to happen. They're going to arrest Crooked Hillary. They're going to bring down the cabal of pizza folks. All that stuff. So it could be, right? That's one of your options on the poll. Now, the other option, the interesting one that we talked about this whole show mostly, is the one I'm intrigued by, is the idea that this was the result of a witch hex. The witch hex is actually for, and I don't have the language in front of me here, it's for those who abet him, those that sort of help Trump. So it was a spell to bind Trump and the people who are with him. And look at what's going on. Melania's got the COVID. Hope Hicks has the COVID. I just saw a news flash right before we did all this about someone else in the party having the COVID. And that is, that's the thing. Could it be? I've always said I believe in these powers of the occult. I think it's a dangerous game to play, though, myself. But they said when they started this back in 2017 that they're going to do the binding spells and it's only going to end when he is driven from office. So there you go. That's the nuts and bolts of the Trump COVID-19 conspiracy. Obviously, these thoughts will formulate over time and you know, refine themselves, and maybe one of these theories is right. But I just wanted to raise awareness in case you all forgot about the occult witchcraft binding spells that were being conducted many years ago by your favorite celebrities. So I do want to thank you for your time. Listen, you know, look, you have to subscribe to me on the socials. I always say it, and most of you have done it. Thank you. I'm on the Twitter at Illuminati Eyes, and I'm on the Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. And the Instagram's fun. I post fun videos from movie clips, like from Devil's Advocate. I got symbolism, like pictures from Polanski's The Tenant. All kinds of crazy photos. And then I got fun little Instagram lives where you can talk to me and tell me how stupid I am right to my dumb face. So there's it. And then another option, if you want to buy some super soft conspiracy podcast t-shirts, official podcast t-shirts from me, you know where to go. Gumroad.com, like bubblegum. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. Get yourself a copy of my Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult book. Number one on Amazon, hot new releases, by the way. I'm number one in the UFO category, folks. Let's not toot my horn too hard. Over the pros, man. Nick Redfern, Eric Von Daniken, Tim Good, a guy who I referenced in my own book. How did that happen? It's because of you. That's how it happened. And I thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the people leaving the comments. My goodness. I already got reviews on the thing. I didn't even ask you to do it yet. You guys are great. I love you guys so much. So thank you for being a part of this movement here, being a part of this movement to openly look at these ideas without judgment and keeping an open mind and trying to understand things. I appreciate you. Until next time, stay woke.